The dog was lying to one side of the path in the full glare of the desert sun. Kadin, Mariam said to him, "Kadin, get up!" She had been looking for him since dawn, calling his name, and here he was all along, sleeping, not far from her home. Her mother would not like Mariam bringing the stray dog into the house, but he was Mariam's companion, and her mother wasn't there to scold her. "Wait here," her mother had said, "and I will return with water. I will be as quick as I can. Don't go anywhere." Her mother had been gone a long time, and yesterday, or was it the day before, or perhaps even the day before that, the last of the villagers had left and taken their herds with them. There was no pasture for grazing, and they could no longer remain. Mariam had hidden among the tamarinds, because if she departed, how would her mother find her? She stayed under the feathery dry leaves, and Kadin joined her there, so that she would not be alone. The water her mother had left was long gone. She had shared it with Kadin, but she had given the dog the smaller part, because she was bigger, and, by rights, it was hers. He had licked out of the bucket, and then had left his tongue lolling out to show it wasn't enough. "Get up, Kadin," she pleaded. She should have looked after him better. There was a banging in her head, and the sunlight stabbed her eyes, and made it difficult to see. That's why she had almost walked past Kadin without noticing him. It was only a small crumple of fur among the scatterings that people had dropped or discarded when they left. She stood alone on the dirt path between two stone buildings that were in the centre of the village. Kadin did not get up, so she sat down at his side and put her hand on his stiff pelt and felt a terrible loneliness. When she awoke, it was night time, and she shivered in the cold desert breeze that blew from the south. She gazed at the night sky, and it felt as if her eyes were peeled and the stars were dropping down towards her. She thought she heard a woman's voice calling, but it might have been the song of the sands around the dunes that make their lament. In the morning, she had to wait until the sun was high and had warmed her limbs before she could move them enough to rise. Her tongue was swollen in her mouth, and she could not swallow. She looked down to the valley at an expanse of reddish sand broken up with rocks and grey scrub. Her mother would have a backpack with the water bottle in and another container in her hand, and so she wouldn't be able to move very quickly. A black dot wavered in her vision, but she could not focus on it or hold her gaze steady to make it resolve into any human figure. She turned and scoured the higher scope where the ripples of sand formed ridges. She squinted up at the unbroken blue sky where two vultures circled. She lay back down to wait for her mother.
Wait Here was read by Noah Hall, Year 7 student at Isker School Academy, Exeter. This story is part of the University of Exeter's Green Futures, We Still Have a Chance. 12 stories for 12 days of COP27.